I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phillies baseball back on WIP tonight. 7:15, first pitch, I believe.
Yeah.
Am I right there? And it is Chris Sale versus...
Wheels.
Wheels. Battle of Cy Young Award.
There we go.
Should be two winners.
We got stolen from us.
Yep.
This guy didn't even complete the marathon last year. He got hurt.
Exactly.
Sounds like two futures betters to me. Jack, let's do it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So congratulations to Told You So Douglas. He won the bracket of Hughes today on the midday show. A lot of different versions of Hugh. But Told You So Hugh.
And who did Told You So Hugh go up against in the final matchup?
I don't know. I didn't get that answer from Kyle Quinn.
He went up against, who did Told You So Hugh go up against? I was listening. I forgot. I forgot the title of it.
Well, You People was making a late
run.
That's
what it was. It was You People. That's what it was. Yes. It was You People.
I love
you. People made a late charge today.
Dude, there's a lot of versions of Hugh.
Good for Hugh for letting that happen, by the way.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. It was a good bit.
Totally upset at Kyle and Joe for not... vetoing that vote that kicked off Tongue Tied Hugh.
Yeah, Tongue Tied Hugh's, it's all
How
time.
Did Tongue Tied Hugh not end up in the championship?
Who did Tongue Tied Hugh lose to?
I think it lost to...
Told You So Hugh?
Told You So Hugh, I think so.
Tongue Tied Hugh is better than Told You So.
Yeah. Yes!
Let me say, on this show, Tongue Tied Hugh would win.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree, but it got me thinking.
Oh, yeah, what you got? I forgot you were still doing something.
I'm going to do my own, but for Spike.
I don't want to do it.
What I believe would be the top five on the bracket of Spikes.
215-592-9494. I legitimately don't want to do this.
I don't even know what these guys. What do you got up your sleeve?
Oh. Number five is Holier Than Thou, Spike.
Okay.
Yep. This one. The food, you know, like don't eat animals, that kind of thing.
That is a personal choice.
Music tastes, you know, no one's allowed to have a different musical opinion.
Okay.
You know, Holier Than Thou, Spike.
Wait a minute. Aren't you holier than thou about food? But as much, if not more than me?
Oh, well, I'm snotty about food. Okay. Yeah.
You are?
Well, yeah, I judge carts. Like when I'm looking at the grocery store and I see what people are buying.
Judge carts.
Yeah. I'm like, do you even care about yourself? Yep. Anyway.
Jack's been very focused on health. Well, I don't try to be holier than thou about the eating animals thing, unless you come after me. If you come after me, then I get very holier than thou about it, about your murder.
Yeah. Also, you got everyone their jobs here. You know, you're not Ike,
but you, yes.
Yeah. Well, but you also promoted Ike to the position he's in now.
I did.
Seltzer,
I did.
You promoted the camera to the position. So
you're telling the story, not me at this point.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. My fourth favorite version of Spike is giving up Spike. Once a show, you just give up.
Yes.
Like, all right, I get it. All right. Yep. Nope. He's the best ever. Yeah. Like, you hang in there. Usually, until about 5:30.
Yes.
And that last segment,
yeah,
is when some of your biggest meltdowns have happened. But giving up and giving in, you usually make it a good 3.5 hours. But there's someone in the 5:30 segment, you're like, all right, whatever.
Yep, I'm out. I'm done. Well, you know, defending your take for, as you guys know, for 4 hours every day, it can wear on you.
Yeah.
And I just don't have the stamina I used to have, to be quite honest with you.
Well,
that's why we're endorsing Blue Chews.
Yes, absolutely.
Bombs and dongs galore.
There you go. I don't know how Angelo and my dad did this until 70 years old or whatever.
It's maniacs.
Yeah, just complete lunatics.
Both of them.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I'm a crazy person, but not nearly as crazy as either of those people.
Yeah.
You know?
Nah, you're doing a good job. Oh, doing a good job.
All right, yeah, thanks.
My third favorite version of Spike is backed into a corner, Spike. Because when you get backed into a corner, that's usually when the personal attacks start coming out. You know, you hold no punches when you start getting backed into a corner. It usually starts with someone rips the Sixers, and immediately the back goes up a little bit.
Did Corey do that today?
You got backed into a corner with Corey.
Yeah.
I think you guys moved past it.
We got past it.
Yeah, well, I love Corey.
Yes.
But it's when I feel like you're coming at me instead of coming at the take.
Yep.
That's when I get a little, you know.
And the Sixers thing is personal. I mean, unfortunately.
It is
personal.
I mean, you're invested. We understand.
No. I'm invested. I think
you get mischaracterized sometimes.
I think I do. I think the only thing I would say is if most of the people listening, I'm not saying they should have listened to the podcast. If they had listened to the podcast, they would have heard I'm the negative one on the podcast.
I know, right. Which is quite funny.
I think there's just a general perception that I'm always positive about them. But I'm not, but whatever.
Sometimes excuses are explanations.
Sometimes they are.
Yeah.
That's baseball.
Listen, that's why the show exists. We got Sixers guy, Phillies guy, Eagles guy.
Correct.
You know, it's kind of how it works.
Correct.
Kind of how it works. Right. My second favorite version of Spike, and I like this Spike because we're usually on the same side, and it's tough when it's me and him both doing it, but I appreciate it. But Snarky Spike. You know, it's tough when you have two snarky white dudes on the show.
Yes.
You know, because it could be a turnoff for a lot of people. That's where we need the voice of reason to come and bring us right back in. But
yeah.
A lot of examples of Snarky Spike usually is about the quarterback and the dagger and stuff like that.
Most times, Snarky Spike is a little one-liner in between what the caller's saying.
Exactly.
But they don't even notice it.
Exactly. Exactly. But we can't help. We also got to watch our snark levels.
Yes, absolutely. Because sometimes my snark can turn into, this happens with the dagger, it can start off as snarky, and then it can turn into a full-blown
meltdown.
Tantrum.
Yeah.
Yes.
We can't have that.
No.
Because it's a great play.
I know what number one's going to be.
Really?
I feel like I can write it down if I had a pen.
Well, what do you think number one is?
It's going to be House Spike.
Oh, well, I don't like House Spike, but that's off the air.
Okay.
You haven't really brought your house stuff on the air.
No. I've tried my best not to. Yeah.
Even though you could.
Yeah.
No, my favorite version of Spike, and this is a new iteration that I didn't know we would get into, but like Rich Kid Spike is maybe my favorite new development on the show.
We didn't see him coming, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Well, for what's interesting is, so I went to public school until 8th grade, and then I went to Episcopal.
There it is.
And at Episcopal, I was not like, they were the rich kids.
Right.
Like there were kids, went 16, driving like Dodge Vipers to school and BMW. Andy Boyle can tell you. So I was.
He has the look too.
Yes. So I didn't perceive myself as that. But then every time I say I'd, you know, friggin' all the Star Wars characters or something.
Right. Everything you say you had that we wish we had as a kid.
Hold on.
When I said we, Jack, I didn't mean me and you.
Thought I was doing well.
Yeah.
Thought I was doing well.
Mr. Only Child.
Well, that is the funny part, is that you get labeled that way.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I was fine.
Yeah, yeah, you had everything.
I got pretty much everything I've ever wanted.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Rich kid, silver spoon in his mouth, born on third base.
Daddy got him his job.
Let me tell you, that bothered no one like it bothered Johnny Marks, man.
You would have thought he grew up, you know, he had to get out of the mud, as Ike said yesterday.
Oh,
like,
really?
Him and Andy and Deptford got into the biggest, I don't know, what do you know the term I'm trying to say? You know,
Slaying contest.
Yeah. About who grew up more like broke.
Right.
Well, because it
was who grew up more hood.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
To defend Johnny Marks in that, it always becomes that with Andy from Duffers.
Andy Duffers
is always like, "You're a rich kid, and I'm part of the culture."
Yep.
Yeah, he did that last time. It's like, all right, buddy, Andy.
Definitely defending Marks because Marks is like, "Where'd you go?" Or Andy's like, "Where'd you go on your senior trip?" Myrtle Beach or whatever.
Yeah.
And Mark's like, I went to the Jersey Shore.
To the shore.
It was the most ridiculous.
Did you drive your mom's car down?
Yeah. It was the most ridiculous argument.
It was.
It was, and then they got the same kind of contest about South
High
Jersey football players.
Yes.
So Andy's like, you didn't know this guy from South Jersey High School? Well, you don't even know sports. And Marks came in for his next call and had his list of PA players and had Andy trying to name who they were. So Andy drives a lot of the hosts crazy.
Yeah, I can't imagine John getting baited into that with Andy. I got baited into that early.
Yeah.
But,
I think that's the one thing about Marks. Like, Marks would look at the board, and he would go straight to Andy.
Yeah, the phone board.
Yes.
Oh, really?
And
then
some days he wouldn't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
But he'd mostly
entertain it.
He didn't mind it, though.
Well, a credit to Marks who found Herb. I would have never put in the time for Herb.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
You know?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Put in a lot of time.
Wonder
that's one thing Mark left us with.
I wonder if Marks paid his PPA ticket yet.
Well, you left us with the text line song.
He's still there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot
still
about
there.
That.
Yep.
Well, that's technically our property, though.
Well, it's ours now.
Yeah.
It's a good tune, though.
Don't
sue
us.
I mean, it's the Batman song. He didn't, but, you know.
He sings on it.
Yeah, he does sing on it.
He sings
the
on
PPA
it.
Ticket.
Dude, the PPA ticket. It's $115. He won't just pay it.
Yeah.
It's increasing.
He's got to be at least 2 years, 3 years old now.
Oh, and I'm sure he owes thousands now in fines.
But he's not giving it.
And who has he? He had a war. Well, war with the mail person?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Mail carrier?
Yep.
War with his wife.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yep. Wife talk.
Yeah. PPA. Andy from Deptford.
Yep.
It's like, I guess people, when I stepped into this role, already used to the war stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Jack sat in that seat, and they loved him until he sat in that seat.
Oh, yeah. That's how it always goes. And now, everyone misremembers the Fritz era. Remember the A.J. Brown trade?
I remember it.
Yeah, well aware.
Yeah. Oh, you mean when they're talking about rather having you than me?
Yeah. Like when they do that thing where it's like, oh, he was so loved. You disagree.
Well,
it's a long 4 months.
Well, what's funny is I would hear it from people when I got announced and you were still hosting. People would tweet at me. It's like, Fritz talks way too much. And I would look at it thinking, he'd host the show.
I know.
Now you're in the golden zone right over there.
Oh, this is my wheelhouse, man. You kidding me?
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I thought House Spike was getting on that list because Jack made a comment the other day that I'm finally moving May 1st and all this stuff being done in my house will be done, you know, cross your fingers. And he was like, we're finally going to get Spike back after that stuff.
Yeah.
My creatively not there.
Sure.
Angry until the minute we get on the air.
Right.
Yep.
Well, and No, I like, I'm a big I'll listen guy.
Yes.
Like I'll hear you.
Yes.
You know, I'm an earsman.
Yes.
You know? And I've heard a lot about the house.
Well, when I talked to Jack in the morning, Jack would go, what's happening with the house today? He lets me spit it all out.
Yep. Get it out.
You get it out. And then I still stay angry no matter what. Ike in Southwest Philly. Ike, you're on WIP.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, Ike?
What up, Ike?
Hey, man. Yo, funny thing. It's so perfect segue. Because Johnny Marks he was the main one when Bohm was saying he wanted to get out of here. I remember Johnny Marks going off. Oh, he could never play here again.
Yep.
And you know what? He went on and had a pretty good year, at least regular season, at least. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So people have fall offs. You know what I'm saying? Especially in baseball. 162 games. I know that's cliche, but it's real. He's going through it right now, a little slump or whatever. But let's be honest. He wasn't the only one who sucked in the playoffs. So I'm not giving up on him for something lesser. That don't make no sense to me. And to say that he hurting the team when they off to this good start, no, you let him figure it out, and hopefully it'll get together. Because if we had that type of attitude, we wouldn't have had Brandon Graham. Because we was all, well I was a little bit.
But Alec Bohm is pushing 30. I mean, and I don't think it's just about his performance. I think we could all, if he was not performing well, but the sort of the mood stuff wasn't there, I think we would all be very, Bryce hasn't hit that well starting. I think we'd all be, 9 games is not a ton of games to say the guy can't hit. I think we all think the guy can hit. I think it's the other stuff. It's the other stuff. The team didn't try to trade him because of his performance on the field. The team tried to trade him because of his attitude, not his performance on the field. He's a good hitter.
You're right. I agree with you. But here's the thing about this. Yo, everybody don't act the same. Everybody don't be all stoic like Bryce. Or everybody ain't this, that, third. Need to show me he care. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times I hear a lot of fans and stuff like, they don't care, this, that, and the third. He cares. And I'm sure he put a lot of pressure on himself to get better. And I'm cool with that. So that's just my thing or whatever. And also, Spike, I got to come at you, man.
Oh, no.
You tripping calling Kevin Durant a loser.
Well, he's kind of a loser. He's a great player.
He kind of got 2 chips. And I know he had to go.
Well, he went to a super team.
There's asterisks on those chips.
Yeah.
Here goes a funny thing. They lost the year before to LeBron.
Hold up.
And they did.
Best comeback ever in NBA history.
They won a championship with Harrison Barnes playing that position and Andrew Wiggins playing that position. What are we talking about here?
Hold up. I'm about to tell you. And I know you did, because I know you and Ike and y'all are real big basketball fans. If he didn't play in that series, they would not have won that year. LeBron was better than them. So
I agree.
And let's not forget, he did go to the championship with OKC, too. So I don't get the whole loser thing.
He's become a loser.
Now that's fair.
Yeah.
And let's not get it twisted. The Nets series, they didn't have, when he was with the Nets last season. No, Kyrie and Harden didn't barely play. Harden was hurt.
Can I tell you, Ike, anyone at a star of his level who chooses to go to a team in New York and that team is the Brooklyn Nets is a loser. I actually empathize with Durant a little bit because he does seem human. I think we don't know who really LeBron is. We don't know who really a lot of these guys are. I think we know exactly who Kevin Durant is. And I don't think he's a bad person, but his vibe is off. His vibe was off. Even in Golden State, they were winning, and he was still the problem. Like as far as
No, he wasn't.
But he was. Man. Why is the owner making fun of him at the parade? Why is Draymond fighting him on the court? Like, I don't know, man.
Draymond fight everybody.
He doesn't fight Steph.
Well, he ain't stupid.
Yo, that's because that's his man. They up together.
Yeah, he ain't
and
stupid.
Let's be real. But Steph banged with KD. Steph still mess with KD. So let's be real. Everybody had issues with Draymond. A lot of people. He always that's Draymond, and then, you know, I got no disrespect for Draymond because you need that dog, and obviously he brings something good to him. That's like Rodman to the Bulls. But all I'm saying is, calling Durant a loser, man, what'd they say? That's very aggressive. Very aggressive.
It is.
All right, Big Ike.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I kind of like Durant.
It's going to be weird. Durant was Elijah's my second son. That was his favorite player.
He's a great player.
Yeah, especially his OKC days.
Yeah.
He really loved Kevin Durant. It's going to be weird how ultimately, and perception is everything. And Steph gets the credit because he won that. I say when Steph won the ring against Boston.
Yes.
And he got the finals MVP. It almost erased that Durant helped him win those other two rings.
100%. Because
before then, it was you needed KD to help you win those rings. And I liken that to Kobe having to win without Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
Once Kobe won his other two rings, now he's won five rings. Before then, it was you won three rings because of Shaq.
Right, right.
That's
right.
What everybody would say.
Yeah.
So KD would almost need to have his own situation and win for people not to hold the rings he got against him that he got with Golden State. I hold the rings against LeBron that he got in Miami, right? The one he got in Cleveland
legitimized the Miami
everything.
Ones.
It legitimized everything.
Yeah. The thing about that Golden State team is it's clear that Kevin Durant made that team impossible to beat. But I think it is notable that they probably wouldn't have won both of those titles. Maybe they would have won one of them. They have won with lesser players in that role.
Twice.
You know, Harrison Barnes is a role player.
Yep.
Good player, but role player. Andrew Wiggins.
Wiggins with the other one, yeah.
And also fair to mention that Wiggins and Harrison Barnes have not done anything in their careers outside
anything
of
close.
What they did with Steph Curry in Golden State.
Yeah.
And to your point, Kevin Durant hasn't won anything anywhere else aside from when he was with Steph Curry. Yeah,
and they about to miss the playoffs in Phoenix,
right? With all those guys,
yeah.
And I think it's worth noting when you talk about Steph Curry. I think one of the reasons I like Steph Curry is Steph Curry was fine with Kevin Durant coming to the Warriors. Yeah, I don't think it was Draymond who went out to try to get him.
Right,
but I don't think Steph Curry had an issue with a player who was of Kevin Durant's.
I agree.
You know, getting finals MVPs, all that. I think he just wanted to win.
Yep.
I think he is truly a guy who just wants to win.
Oh, it took Steph's. I mean, Steph could have had the championship, all the shooting records, the MVPs, meaning he could have had the first championship. But I don't know if he would have got the other championships. So he could have had a Hall of Fame career, would have been one of the greatest players. But that run has helped propel him to a top 15, top 10 player with four titles, and he win another one. Now you're looking at possibly a top five, top 10 player.
I am going to torture LeBron people if the Warriors I don't think the Warriors are going to win this year.
I don't either.
But if they could, you know, there's a 5% chance they win a title. Yeah. I will torture the LeBron people if that happens. It'll be the best thing that's ever happened to me. Rich in Wallingford, you're on WIP. What's up, Rich?
Guy, how you doing? First of all, I'll mention that I'm still on board with Bohm. I'm not ready to move on from him yet.
Okay.
But the other issue I have with playing Sosa in left field, ever since we moved on from Rhys Hoskins, it seems like Harper is not open to wanting to play anywhere except first base. I think it would make more sense if you want to play Sosa, would be to stick Harper in left field, move Bohm to first base, and leave Sosa at his most comfortable position at third.
Okay. So, Rich, I am on your side with Bryce Harper moving to the outfield if it makes the team better. But I am not on board with making Bryce Harper move to the outfield so they can get Edmundo Sosa in there. Like that's not it. It's like Edmundo Sosa is a good player, and Bryce Harper has said now twice during previous to this season, if they can get a big bat in, you know, at first base.
I don't think he's moving for Sosa.
He's not moving for Sosa. And to let that Alec Bohm take his position at first, like, there's just no way. He's not doing it. I think it would be sort of criminal to ask him to do it for those guys. Edmundo Sosa is a utility player. Like, what are we doing, you know?
Understood, but but just a change of pace. I mean, and now he's locked into first base all the time. If he really wants to be a team player, I think he should work with the whole team.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know how that is for. Nah. I mean, Jack, thank you for the call, Rich. You're not asking.
No.
Okay.
No.
No. And, yeah. And the thing is.
And neither with the team.
Yeah.
Also, Bohm's turned into a pretty serviceable.
Yes. Third he makes
base.
Good plays out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has not shown that at first base. And Harper's turned into a really, really good first baseman. So you're making yourself, I think, worse defensively.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Besides third base, Sosa's better.
Sosa's better at third base than Bohm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, just let Sosa cook in the role that he's in.
Yes.
Yes. And if he turns out to do more, whatever.
Starting third baseman.
Yeah, we'll see.
Coming up next, a guy who we all know will not rule out running for president. And it's not Joe DiCamera.
Dang.
Yes.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
Imagine all the skeletons that would come out of his closet
God.
If he ran for office.
Yeah, he can't.
Yeah.
He can't.
The college roommate would be, it was him with the melon. It was him with the melon. It was him with the cantaloupe. All right. That's next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.